Evan Walker is with us. Gee, Evan, good to see you. Thanks for joining us this morning. 361 is the company that you and Si Jacobs work for. And Evan, we asked you to come here to talk about Clicks, big company in South Africa. And I'd like you to give us some insight there. But before we start, sure, feels like another lifetime that the two of us were trekking around Australia with Sean Summers and Pick and Pay. How's Sean doing with his new his renewed gig?
Sure, morning, Alec. Yeah, I think it's must be a tough start for Sean coming back to a business that really hasn't performed well. Quite a shame to have his flagship like Pick and Pay, you know, which has been significantly underinvesting for the last, call it 15 years, and then you've had this big mammoth ShopRite just come and take significant market share in a landscape which has been tough, and just sort of triple invest what anyone else has invested. And we've certainly seen it come through in the likes of their Checkers stores, et cetera. And obviously now their online offering and obviously their 60-60 to customers, which is just sort of unrivaled now in South Africa. So, yeah, you know, heads up to Sean coming back to obviously, you know, take over the realms at a tough point in the South African economic cycle. He's got some interesting things happening there, obviously with the listing of Boxer. You know, some quite big value to unlock potentially in Boxer. It's a great business. That end of the market, they seem to be able to challenge ShopRite. You know, we've had quite extensive discussions with ShopRite and obviously with Boxer as well. And there seems to be still quite a big element of that market, which the listed retailers can play in and take market share from. You know, quite a big cash and carry market that still exists out there in the South African marketplace. So Boxer's exciting. It's coming to market quite soon. Hopefully we see an uplift in the Pick and Pay share price, which will effectively, you know, see some cash coming into that in the region of about 9 billion rand. So yeah, we're hopeful that, you know, off that balance sheet, Sean is able to restore some confidence in the Pick and Pay brand again. But it's going to be a tough ask still, Alec, going forward. Yeah. But we certainly do go back to the early 2000s when we visited Australia and saw even back then, you know, the Clicks business in Australia called Priceline, which they obviously did well to exit very soon in their growth phase.
It's quite interesting that, and I guess it's a subject for another day on how South Africans have really been hammered in Australia. Just about everybody who went there got a hiding. But here in South Africa, Clicks is doing the business. And I found it really interesting going through the annual report yesterday on the major shareholders, and apart from the PIC, the Public Investment Corporation, of all of the top 10 shareholders, not one is South African. They're all foreigners. They're foreign companies. So it's almost like they've said, we like this company. It's done a 20% compounded growth for shareholders over the last 10 years. It's going to be delivering the goods. Since the GNU, the stock has really gone very well. Yesterday's results, though, would that give them more confidence to perhaps even increase their stakes? Or would it now start getting the local guys to say, hang on, we might have been overlooking Clicks?
I think it is myself even critical of this, Alec. We've obviously looked at Clicks. It's been a great business, and there's a number of reasons. We can discuss those reasons, you know, growth in health and beauty globally, adding dispensaries. And the key to their business really has been their loyalty program. I mean, their loyalty program is unsurpassed globally, and that's what's driven this growth. And we can discuss that in a bit more depth. But I think the South Africans have been retrospect, and even myself, to pay up for growth. And it's always traded, as it got into that significant growth phase, it traded at quite hefty multiples. It's now still on 27.5 times forward PEs.
Which means what? Year. What does that mean? What does that
which
mean?
It means that effectively your starting yield, you're talking about yields on property stocks just before that, but the starting yield is just above 3%. So, you know, you're starting on a 3% yield and you've got to grow off that, and the dividend yield's probably even lower. So, you know, it's the foreigners are happy to pay that because they're guaranteed of earnings. I think the South Africans have always looked at it and thought that's a little bit chunky. But again, they've continued to deliver. I mean, you know, we had a relook at this business, you know, pre obviously the GNUs. We bought some in the portfolios because it was defensive going into what we thought would be a better South African environment. So we were lucky we did take some up. But certainly over the longer term, I think the biggest mistake we made as South African investors is, firstly, we thought the big FMCG players would challenge Clicks in their home ground, i.e. in the dispensary home ground, and take away that market share. And certainly from a club card or loyalty perspective, we just didn't see how that could compound and keep compounding and growing at the rate which it has done, and where the other FMCG players just haven't been able to play there. They just haven't been able to make inroads into how good that club card effect of Clicks has been. So I think if I look back over myself over this 25 years or so that I've been looking at this business, those are the mistakes that I've made. And I certainly think those are the mistakes that the South African portfolio managers have made, is just to sort of, you know, just to say, listen, really, this has been a fantastic business, and that growth vector, it's almost like a Capitec, that customer base just continuing to grow, and off the back of that, just been continuing to add new services, and then dispensary coming online has obviously been that next big vector of growth for them in that Clicks business.
Such an interesting comparison you make there with Capitec, because Capitec's always been expensive, in inverted commas. You've always had to pay up for it. But if you had, you were well rewarded. Clicks, on the other hand, is a stock that you could have bought, sure, a third lower than the current price, just before the Government of National Unity. So well done to you guys, because I know Sy's told us both at the conferences and in other interviews that 361 was looking for a positive outcome, and well done for going in there and, of course, reaping the benefit of it. But I guess where we are today, in the light of yesterday's results, are you comfortable that a company that dividends up 14%, which is well above inflation, turnover, and I think inflation is now down to below 4 in South Africa, so that's good news, that the turnover was up 9%, this for the year to end August, that they gave us numbers that, again, for investors who haven't ever looked at the stock, private investors, that they would be doing well by investing now, or must you wait for a retracement?
Alec, I think that, well, there's twofold. I mean, you're going to get, you know, some of it's just geopolitical. If you get a Trump election coming in, you're probably going to have a bit of Rand weakness. You're probably going to get a better entry point. So, but that's very short term. We've got 12 days now. So, and obviously, depending on the outcome of the election, would I jump right in at this very center? No, I don't think so. I think I'd wait a little bit, yeah. I think it's a great compounding story. If we look at their store growth, their dispensary growth, they're getting SEP pricing, which is single exit pricing on obviously drugs, which is a bit inflationary for them. But they've got quite a big headwind now in terms of all the FMCG guys have got quite a big headwind in terms of overall inflation into next year. So, you know, the tailwinds of that 7, 8, 9, 10% inflation that all the food guys have had, that's dissipated. We're probably going to see 3 to 4s. And off the back of that, you've probably got slightly lighter growth. So this is a stock now that I think if you've got, you hold. Did well. We started buying the stock when we saw it coming back to more palatable multiples, sort of around 21, 22 times forward. You know, we could sort of, going into a potential rate declining environment, et cetera, GNU, you know, we could pallet buying some. But, you know, now on 27 times, it's at a proper re-rating, as you said. I think I'd wait a little bit. I'd wait just for some geopolitical issues. Obviously, the big one being the Trump election and just what the potential outcome on the Rand could be. And then further than that, I think we've got a little bit of headwind coming. But certainly, Clicks has built enough pipeline. They've built enough store pipeline. They've built enough dispensary pipeline to still give us between 8 and 10% growth into next year.
936 stores, another 51 coming in the next year to the end of August. You mentioned their loyalty card. The Clicks card, 11.8 million members. That's a powerful base, a powerful tribe. We always talk about the BizNews tribe. We aren't at 11.8 million, I'm afraid. But but that has got to be the ace in the hole going forward.
No, Alec, you just summed it up there. I mean, this really, I mean, if we go back to when we initiated on this business, you know, when old Trevor Honeysett ran it and stuff, this business was at about 2 million club card members in the early 2000s to get to 12, you know, and that ability to keep customers in this cashback, this guaranteed cashback environment where the customer buys something, goes to the till and gets 50 Rand discount or 60 Rand discount on their previous purchases has been unbelievably powerful. It just hasn't been able to be replicated by any other retailers. ShopRite's doing pretty well with their one. You know, I always use my wife as the proxy as to see where what she's using. I'm pretty poor myself on these things, but I always have a look and see and the returns. But the clicks return is just and the amplified return of double vouchers and additional promotional programs that go with the back of their loyalty program and how their supplier base supports that program as well, I think has been, you know, it's just that that really is the essence of their business. You know, obviously, as I said early on, health and beauty and dispensary and all those growth vectors are big global growth vectors. I think in South Africa, you know, people have also had to fund their own medication. You know, the front shop part of the pharmacy. I mean, not everyone's been able to get, you know, the cost of medical aids in South Africa is quite punitive. So, you know, I think for a lot of people, you know, pharmacies become, you know, and obviously government hospitals, et cetera, haven't been able to dispense to the same extent as they did could 15 years ago. So I think there's been a lot of other vectors that have been very well for them. And there was, but this club card is the essence of the Clicks business.
What does it tell us about South African companies being able to compete in the local market with international arrivals? And I'm starting there with, I remember talking to Wati Bason with the arrival of Walmart, and he said, let them come. And my goodness, they have certainly given Walmart a bloody nose here in South Africa with when Walmart bought Massmart. Now we've got Amazon coming in to take on Takealot. And in the update, the 100-day update from Naspers' new CEO, he said, let them come. We've got Takealot and we'll fight them off. And I guess, like many others, I was a bit skeptical that Takealot would be able to defend its turf against Amazon. But if you look at what Clicks and what you've explained about Clicks, if you look at what ShopRite has done, then I suppose it's a better than 50% chance that Amazon might also not be as successful as it is, Jeff Bezos's successors are probably thinking.
Yeah, Amazon's a tough one to me. You know, it's a marketplace that to me just feels too small for Amazon to start with and quite diversified. I mean, it's a very different marketplace to what Amazon is used to. I mean, obviously we've got big hubs in the likes of the Western Cape, you know, Gauteng, et cetera, Pretoria areas that we can play in. But you know, to get real scale in South Africa, you've got to go a long way, you know, and you've got to really distribute quite far and the critical mass is quite low. Takealot, funny enough, is doing a pretty good job. If I speak to people in small towns, I mean, they get a truckload of stuff coming in every day. Their price points are good. And, you know, I don't know what the total numbers of vendors that supply into Takealot today, but wow, if you look, you can pretty much procure anything from a car rim to, you know, a fragrance. I mean, there's nothing you can't buy on Takealot. I mean, I've got neighbors that buy all their alcohol on Takealot today. I mean, they don't even bother to go to a bottle store. So, I mean, it's quite a phenomenal business. But again, you know, I think, Alec, it's always, you know, the only economic term I really do love is that at the margin, you know. I mean, you know, if at the margin they take away a little bit of market share, it makes incrementally tougher for the other guys to grow, you know. And that's I think, you know, discussing even with Peter Engelbrecht 2 years ago, I mean, and I said to him, you know, at the time, you know, who are you fighting as your biggest competitor, Pick n Pay or Spar? And he's going, no, Takealot. You know, and I mean, that was 2-3 years ago because Takealot really got their act together post-COVID. You know, obviously people were buying a lot more online and they were, and where they are good and where they are very sophisticated, these online guys, is they just know how to exactly price point off every single promotion, which the FMG guys are doing. And they can target it into regions virtually instantaneously because they get the delivery out there and make it quite advantageous to their business model. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the jury's still out on Amazon, but again, it's going to be tougher for the local guys because you just have another big entrant with big capital come into the market and they're not going to be under-resourced yet. I mean, it's maybe take them time to get to critical mass, but they're going to throw a lot of money at this. And I think that's the worry for the FMCG guys currently. I don't think such a big worry for Clicks, funny enough, because I think, you know, I'm not allowed to use the term Mrs. Housewife anymore. My wife said to me, that's not a term I can use on radio or TV. So we've got to be careful to use that term, Alec. But I think consumers today, I mean, I think they know what they want. And certainly from a dispensary slash front shop slash health and beauty, I think Clicks is, as I said, it still stands in that niche. But again, you know, with another big formidable, you know, in the US, Amazon did a big job coming to market, obviously, on the dispensary, says pharmaceutical side, and gave a big smack to the guys of like the likes of Walgreens, CVC, and all the big players in the US when they came to market. So again, it's an interesting part of the market that we have to watch, we have to follow, and we often have to see, you know, what they're going to be offering clients and customers in that marketplace. Because if they do come and they do get dispensary licenses and they can eventually, you know, offer additions. I'm not saying they're going to do that initially. I think that's too complex for them. But, you know, further down the line, they've done it in other parts of the world, and it really has hurt the domestic players.
Battle Royal looming there. What about the Chinese as a last point in this fascinating discussion? And thanks for sharing your wisdom with us today, Evan. The Chinese competitors to Amazon and Takealot are doing stuff in South Africa. Could they get a foothold here?
They're doing a very good job. I mean, the Shein and this Temu, specifically Shein, I mean, their product range is quite phenomenal. I mean, I obviously look at friends and friends' families and kids and what they're buying, and, you know, even, and I'm surprised at even some of the quality that's coming through on this. I mean, and Shein, to me, the sector that, Alec, I've got really little feel for, obviously, and it's I shouldn't be saying this, but at this point in the juncture, this apparel market, you know, it's had a proper bounce since GNU, but, you know, to me it's a very saturated market already. You know, a lot of space. You saw in the Pick and Pay results, they rolled out another 10% space growth just in their clothing division alone. So the guys are throwing a lot of space at this market. There's a lot of capacity in this SA market, and then you've got these foreign entrants coming in, and these foreign entrances look quite dangerous to me. So specifically at the bottom end of the market, this bottom to middle end of the market, where people are a little bit cash strapped, and they're coming in with very attractive offerings delivered to your home. The return, obviously, you know, your return logistics in that type of the market is critical. But I mean, everyone I've spoken to, you know, it's just said, wow, how good it's been and how good the experience has been with these Chinese guys coming in, you know. So, yeah, this is quite key. I mean, they've obviously done, you know, they've done phenomenally well in the US and other parts of the world. And my sense is that they're doing pretty well here as well. It's not a market they're going to leave untapped. It's quite a big market. It gives them an avenue into African growth as well. And I think I'll... You know, our apparel guys, you know, not so much the top end of the market, the Truworths, et cetera, but, you know, certainly the Mr. Prices, those guys, I think they're at risk of these Chinese coming into this marketplace. I really do. I think there's a lot of scope for these Chinese to grow here in an environment where they're happy to tackle full on and they're not scared of throwing big capital at developing markets.
Evan Walker is with 361, and for my money, the top retail analyst in South Africa, as I mentioned earlier.